This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. And if you don't want to have kids, don't have kids. Just don't go down that road. Author Megan Daum has decided to avoid the whole kid thing. Her manifesto of like-minded essays is called Selfish, Shallow, and Self-Absorbed. Well, Jennifer is anything but selfish.
Hi, I'm Jennifer from Kew Gardens, and I am 43 and childless because I suffer from depression, and I don't want to pass that on to a child.
Kathy writes on Facebook, I've always known that I never wanted kids. I'm epileptic, and that's in my family history. No, I'm not passing that on. Or Matt from Portland, Oregon. My wife and I would like to have kids, but as millennials in this job market, I fear we won't be able to afford to anytime soon. An understandable predicament. Now, you can forego kids, but sometimes you can't forego the yearning for them.
Carla from Hawaii. At a very young age, in my late 20s, I decided to have one child to make sure that I didn't contribute to the overpopulation of the earth. He passed away. Now I have no children.
Hi, it's Marnie from Ferndale, Michigan. Having kids just never happened for me. By the time I made a conscious decision about whether I wanted them or not, I was divorced, alone, and in my late 40s. I regret the experience of not being a mother, but I believe that ship has sailed, and that's okay. Just wasn't meant to be.
Corvina, California. I don't have children due to fertility issues, and it is a heartache almost every day. But most of you who are child-free gave us some really thoughtful reasons.
As a newlywed, that was one of the major things my husband and I agreed on before we got married. We do not want to have children. We like children, but the thought of having our own doesn't appeal to us or the life we want to have together. We both have careers, hobbies, and volunteer work that we are committed to and that we enjoy. Many people tell us that we'll change our minds, but procreating is off the table for us entirely by choice. If by some bizarre twist of fate we end up changing our minds somewhere down the road, we'll adopt. But I don't really see that happening.
Natasha on Facebook. I've never had a strong desire to have children. I love my niece and nephew, but the older I get, the more sure and comfortable I become with my decision. People try to pressure me all the time, but I'm firm in my conviction, and I think it's an absolute travesty that I cannot get a doctor to provide a permanent birth control solution so I don't have to take hormones. I enjoy my freedom. I have many reasons for not having children, but I shouldn't need to explain that to a doctor or to the government. Jennifer on Facebook. We've been married for over 10 years now, together for 17. Although we've discussed kids, our lifestyles and career choices aren't conducive to it. We love to travel. Traveling with kids makes the experience different. I think kids are fantastic, but at the end of the day, it's nice to have our own time as a couple. We are happily married. I couldn't ask for more. Asheville, North Carolina. I'm child-free and proud. I've never felt interested in birthing, raising children, being present for 3 live births, nieces and nephews. Sealed the deal. Sonoma, California. I made a decision when I was very young to not have kids. Now 35 years old, I stand by my decision. It has nothing to do with overpopulation or the selfishness of an independent adult. I just don't feel any imperative for biological connection. And there is a strong consensus that childless is not a synonym for selfish.
Hi, this is Kat from Rhode Island. I'm child-free because in the past 30 years of my life, I've never wanted children. I didn't even want to play with baby dolls when I was a kid. If you ask people why they want children, they say, I think it would be fun. I want someone to take care of me when I'm older. And in an unsustainably overpopulated world, who's really being selfish here?
Don't let the negativity get to you. Another Jennifer writes on our Facebook page, no matter how far we stray from the traditional family, we are still a society where, as a woman, you are defined by motherhood. Even the most liberal of my liberal friends will say that you don't know love or life or family or whatever until you have a child. It's as if those of us who don't have children by choice or not by choice are broken. Share your story about being child-free, about why you are and what messages you get from the world around you for being child-free. 877-8-MY-TAKE or go to thetakeaway.org.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.